Alderman Ayers.
Holding a running game performing like it is now, how much pressure does that take off you and the entire offense?
Shoot, man. I mean, anytime you can hand the ball off and then go score, it's pretty easy for me. You know, I don't got anything else to do. Just watch Key go run. But, I mean, once he gets past 5 yards, it's hard to catch him. He's a special talent, and Rajay is too. You know, those guys are a great duo. And I mean, they're helping put ECU back on the mount.
Holden, you got to be proud of that offensive line today.
Yeah, I am. That's probably the most proud I've been since I've been here of those guys. You know, they've been challenged a lot this week during practice. You know, they've had my back. I've had theirs. I believe in those guys. You know, they're an older group. They've been through a lot here, and then we got some younger guys too that are stepping in and really performing well. So I'm super proud of those guys. I'm super thankful for them.
4-0 in conference play. How does this motivate you going 4 in conference play and getting such a big win in front of the fans on home court?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, starting 1-0 in the conference, huge. 3-game win streak is huge. Yeah, I mean, you know, next week in Orlando is a lot bigger now. And we just got to continue to do what we're told to do, do what we're coached to do, kind of like Warren said. But, you know, I mean, this team's talented. We can play with anyone, and, you know, we're excited to go do that.
Coach talked about being really aggressive, going forward on fourth down, big touchdown to Snead. You know, take us through some of those big moments where you guys knew you were going to get it done.
Yeah, you know, when he's like that, you know, when we're going forward on fourth down, I mean, obviously the odds are better to get it, but you know, on third down, we don't got to press it as much because we are going to go for it. We do get an extra down. So, it's huge for him to believe in us. You know, we feel it on the sideline. We feel it even when the defense is in the game. I mean, we believe in those guys, and he believes in us. And just, you know, sticking to the philosophy and doing that is why we're winning.
The play to Snead, I mean, it looked like they had some pressure on you. You were able to hang in there. Walk us through that because that was a huge play in the game.
Yeah, they went cover one there, man free. They sent the house. Whoever didn't have a man there and the line picked it up, the running backs picked it up. I looked at Shane's release because him and Snead both had go routes. Shane got jammed up. The safety went with Shane, so I turned back and Snead killed him. So, you know, hats off to Snead. He's one of the best players in the country, and it's easy to throw to open receivers.
After playing in three really tight games over the past 3 weeks and how does it feel to win a game like today where you win by three or four scores?
Feels great. You know, we felt like they were still in it. We couldn't, you know, take our foot off the gas, but it did feel good, you know, get a hot start and not be playing catch up kind of like they were doing tonight. It felt good to start hot and then continue that. We hit a little low there in the third quarter, but I mean, they're a good football team. They had a good push there, and I think that shows that, you know, the older guys on this team weren't going to allow that game to get out of hand. We knew we had to put our foot on the gas and, you know, take us to a win, so that's what we did.
Colton, you seemed to settle in as the game went on, gained more and more confidence. Talk about the progression of the game a little bit and how you felt as things got better and better as you moved along.
Yeah, going in, I thought we had a really good game plan. You know, Coach K had a really good game plan to get some special guys the ball. I mean, Ryan Jones was – we've been saying it all offseason and all season that he's a special player, and he showed that tonight. But, I mean, I just thought that, you know, we knew we believed in the game plan, and all week we said the only team that's going to stop us in the stadium is going to be us. We knew that. So, yeah, I mean, I thought the game plan was really good, and we went out and executed.
That locker room sounded like a circus after the game.
Yeah, it did. You know, it was good to go 1-0 in the conference. It's been a long time since that happened, you know, 3 in a row, too. So we're confident, but, you know, we're hungry, too. I mean, this team hasn't really went on a streak like this before, and, you know, we're liking the feeling of it. So we're going to continue that next week.
At Marshall, right after you won on the field there, you talked about that, like building on that one win. What's it like to do that, to kind of back that up and string together some wins now?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, the good thing about this team and having an older group, you know, kind of leading it is even during the wins, we still learn from them. Last week we won, but that was not what we wanted to play at all. And that's the main reason why we played like we did and practiced like we did this week is because we knew that we can't play like that in our conference to win games, and we had to be better. So I'm just got to continue to learn from it, grow from it. There's probably tons of plays out there to be made, and that's the exciting part is, you know, continue. You know, after each win, it's just get hungrier and hungrier to get more and to get that feeling again.
You alluded to how big the game is next week. Talk about what you have to be, you know, conscious of and what you have to be cautious about as you head into next week after, you know, coming in kind of hot right now.
Yeah, I mean, this team's going to be hungry. I mean, we're going to be as hungry as anyone in the country, but, you know, UCF probably is too. That I heard they lost tonight to Navy. They probably got the same feeling we did after Charleston Southern. You know, they got a bad taste in their mouth, so they're probably ready to go. But we'll be ready to go too.
Alton Mason's first touchdown pass tonight as a Pirate. Coach was saying, like, you're his biggest fan on the sideline. Yeah. Just talk about that. How cool is that?
Yeah, Mason's done everything right here. He's came in. He's played his role good. He's always been supportive of me, and I'll be supportive of him. He's one of my best friends, and I'm just proud of him. You know, I'm excited to see the career that he has. So he's a special talent. He's a special kid.
Can you talk about when Mason came into the game, you lined up outside. Can you talk about what was going on there? Was that a designed play for you? Or?
Nah, I'm trying to get that, but nah, not yet. We'll have to see. It was just kind of decoy, just get out of the way, let Mace go run the ball or tip it to Ryan there. So, but no, he's a big body, he's a powerful kid. So, any of his third and ones, he can go and get there and get those.
Anyone else?
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Ronnie. I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.
Vincent's 12.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You got it.
You guys are.
Yeah, thank you.